This morning we're learning in Sechta Shavuos about how a person is not allowed to make a Shavua Shav, a person is not allowed to make an oath in vain. Interesting that we're now learning in the laws of Amen, the following halacha, which is found in Siman Reish Tes Vav. Kol ha-mavarech bracha she'eino sricha, anytime a person says a bracha in which is not necessary to have said such a bracha, harizeh no say shem shemayim l'shav. It is considered to be as a person who has said Hashem's name in vain. That therefore, Bahari hu kenishba l'shav. Not only that, it's considered as though you've actually made an oath to that level. But also anos achar b'mein. And if you would hear someone saying such a bracha, not only is it not a mitzvah to say amen, but it's asur. You're not allowed to answer amen to such a bracha. Somebody who says a bracha, which is a bracha shenetzricha, which is not needed, not necessary. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this at length, and as we learned again this morning, how serious calling it similar to being nishva l'shav, in which the Mishnah in Shavuot said, if a person would do so b'mezid on purpose, that you would actually get the punishment of malchus, of lashes. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. What exactly does this mean? Kigon shemavarech b'toch asuda. A person, let's say, says a bracha on something in the meal during the meal. Al devarim shenifdu kvar al yedei birchas hamotzi. Zo bracha shlo tzarach klal. A person makes a bracha on a food in which you already made hamotzi, and for whatever reason you made a bracha on the piece of chicken which you were served for dinner. So that's considered bracha shen tzricha, in which the mechaber told us that a man should not be answered to such a bracha, and it's obviously a very serious offense. Now, obviously, when you hear this sentence, it teaches us the importance of knowing all the halachos of Seuda, in which some of them we discussed, and some hopefully we'll continue to learn throughout the time. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'od Kosua Poskim, the Poskim, including the Magen Avraham, says a little bit of a cryptic language over here. He says, Ne'afil im achshav lo haya bracha v'atalim, if right now the bracha is not in vain. Nonetheless, gam kein hi lo pa'amim b'chal bracha shen esricha. Sometimes it's considered a blessing which is not necessary. For example, im shulchanu oruch lefanav. Let's say you have a table which is filled with lots of food. V'dat olelech v'lit lo yedav l'echol. You're going to eventually have bread. You're going to make hamotzi. But instead you say, you know what? Instead of making hamotzi, let me first eat some of the things, and then immediately afterwards I'm going to wash and make hamotzi. According to the opinion of the Magen Avraham, in your das, your intention is to eat these foods in the middle of your meal, gamza asur, this is forbidden, the gorim bracha shen esricha. It's as though you're saying a bracha which is not necessary. And some people may be familiar with different minhagim, especially on Shabbos, in the Sephardic community, that before they wash after Kiddush, they have vegetables and fruits, and they make a ha'etz and a ha'adama. Certainly, more research would need to be done as to the significance of this minhag. Seemingly, the Mishnah Berurah would feel that that would be a bracha she'eino tzricha, but of course, there's reasoning behind the minhagim, and not to say that it, God forbid, is wrong. But nonetheless, a person should not make a bracha on food if immediately afterwards they're going to be making hamotzi, washing thereafter. Now the Piskei Tshuvos does discuss that there is an exception to this when it comes to, let's say, on Shabbos. A person has a very short Shabbos and you have a long meal for lunch, in which maybe not preferable, especially when you're going to be having shal shudis only a short amount of time afterwards. But nonetheless, you may have caught yourself finishing your lunch and looking outside as the sun is setting, realizing you did not yet wash for shal shudas. So he says that l'tzarach mitzvah, such as having a shal shudas, that a person is allowed to do it to divide up their meal. Also, we've experienced this recently on Erev Pesach, in which last year was unusual that it fell out on Shabbos. It fell out on Shabbos. And therefore the question was, how are we supposed to conduct ourselves? And one of the things that a person does, some did, was to divide their morning meal into two. So they benched, and immediately afterwards, or a very short amount of time afterwards, washed again. And therefore, with tzarach mitzvah, that is something in which is brought down as an exception. However, otherwise, a person needs to be careful so as not to say a bracha, she'eino tzricha. Furthermore, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, in quoting the name of the Sefer Chassidim, he says, "Im tishma shechavercha maskar Hashem, if you hear your friend mentions God's name, al tikanes toch devar v'lomer asei li kach v'kach. Don't start engaging them in some type of a conversation, even if it's not a question that they need to respond to. Why? Shari ali dezeh yishtok lishmo devarecha. They're going to be polite, and they're going to stop what they're saying in the middle of the bracha so that they can hear and understand that which you're telling them. V'yatag gorim shiyotzi shem shemam avatol. It's possible they may not conclude that bracha. And you cause them to say a bracha avatol. They said Hashem's name without any need. And therefore, he says, a person should be very careful that if you hear someone saying a bracha, that you should certainly not interrupt them for any reason so that they can conclude it, you can answer amen properly. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of the Rambam, and he says, which its primary source is found actually in the Gemara, he says, Kol ha-mavarech bracha she'enu sricha. The person says a bracha which is not needed. Omer mishum losisa shem. You violated the words of losisa shem, which again is the violation of saying Hashem's name, for no reason. We call makom das kama rishonim. Most are of the opinion de'ikar ha'isar hu min rabbanim. If a person says a bracha which is not necessary, you have not really violated a Torah prohibition. It doesn't mean that it's okay, but it's not considered as severe as one may think. Kivan shehu maskiru b'bracha derech shevach v'hodot. The truth is, even though you're saying a bracha which is not necessary, but you are saying something to praise Hashem, and therefore it does not fall under the same category of just saying Hashem's name in vain for no good reason. However, imhu maskiru Hashem, if you just decide, you think it's fun to say God's name a bunch of times, that's certainly a Torah prohibition. You violated the pasuk that says, fear Hashem. And what does it mean to fear Hashem? So the Gemara in Tumura says that within the category of fearing, God is shalol haskir shmo hagadol, ki'im baderech shevach v'hodah mashimuchuyiv. Of a lulav atala. A person just doesn't start saying Hashem's name for no reason. By you freely using God's name in that fashion shows that you really do not fear Him, and therefore you violated the Torah prohibition of Es Hashem El Kechatiru. And therefore, certainly a person cannot just say Hashem's name. Question again, when it comes to a bracha, whether or not it is deraisa de rabbanon if you said a bracha shenu tzricha. And for that reason, we'll conclude with two last ideas brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos. The Piskei Tshuvos tells us what happens if you are holding a food, you said a bracha, and then you realized that it's possible that the food that you are about to eat is not kosher. It's questionable, it's hashgacha. And he says, in that situation, and certainly in a situation where you know definitively that the food is not kosher, so it doesn't mean you can eat it. After all, you can't eat kosher. But he says that even if there's a chash, that there's a concern that you're going to be eating something which is not kosher, it's questionable, he says, what a person should say immediately after the bracha is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Yolam Voed, and therefore you should not be concerned of a bracha matala. As we mentioned, since the bracha at the time you said it was Derech Shevach V'Hodah, you were intending to praise and thank Hashem for this food. Now, unfortunately, you can't eat it, but it's better to do to not eat the food, which is questionable, than to eat it. At least this way you said a bracha, which is not the end of the world because you are praising Hashem. However, he says, quoting the Shels and Tshuvos Ber Moshe, that what happens, let's say, you have a nice piece of cheese, and you realized, as is your custom, that you do not eat dairy products within the first 6 hours of eating meat. You made a bracha of shakol and a piece of cheese. So should you eat the cheese or not? So he says as follows, Im kvar over l'chol apachol sham yachilos abasar. If let's say at least 1 hour has passed by from the time that you ate the meat, as well as the ein bo basar bein hashinayim, you know that you brushed your teeth and flossed, there's nothing in your teeth, there's no meat stuck in between your teeth. He says, yitom at, you should at least taste a little bit of that dairy product, kedei shlo tihe berchaso levatalo, so that one does not say bracha vatalo. B'chanan b'chatzach kodesh baruch, 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 b'chatzach kodesh